Thank you.
Thanks, London. Now you see the lights have come up a bit, you see it is us. And you know, you probably noticed that we're a bit older than we were formerly. We're not ill.
We've been trying to stay young. We've been trying to preserve ourselves like those sexy man boys that you saw 10 years ago on the TV.
We know that people don't like the characters that they know from television to get older. It's disturbing.
It's difficult for us to see you because you're older as well. But the lights are quite dark, so it's quite flattering on you guys. But yeah, no, us being up here and we remind you of your own, I guess, your own mortality.
Sorry about that. Having said that, let's enjoy the fleeting
moment. The time
moment.
We have left.
Yes. Just try and have a good time. Yeah. Anyway, you see how fast it's going.
Yeah. It's great to be here in London. This is a bit of a reunion gig for us. Mm-hmm. We haven't played since last night. And it's just great to have the whole band here.
We don't know if you've heard these jokes. You might be exactly the same people.
We're one of the biggest bands in New Zealand now.
In terms of the number of members, yeah. We're a two-person band. Yeah. Most bands in New Zealand are one-person bands. Yeah. You've probably heard of John, Rob,
Lucy.
Lucy's great. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, brilliant. It's
a very good band. Even our national orchestra is a one-man band. It's very. When we combined, we formed the supergroup.
Yeah.
Brett used to be in a band, didn't you?
My old band was called The Brett. And
yeah.
And Jermaine was...
I was in a band.
Your band was called what? The Jermaine and...
No, it was Jermaine and the No One Else.
That's right, yeah. How we got together was we were billed on the same night at the same time by accident. And most of our songs were the same chords anyway, so we just sang at the same time. And that's how we wrote a lot of our songs.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's how this electricity got started.
Yeah. That's right. We're going to do some songs. This next one is it's another duet. And it's kind of groundbreaking for us because we're really challenging the gender stereotypes that exist within the band. And for those of you who know some of our songs, I often play the ladies in our songs. And so
and you do it well, Brett. You do it well.
Thank you. But this next song, we're doing a gender reversal.
So what we usually do is we gender reverse it, so yeah. Brett's the lady, but we've reversed it back on itself, full 360, till he's back to a man.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very excited to be playing the very macho...
Ian, a guy called Ian.
It's a very macho name.
He's a very macho, sexual British guy.
Mm.
And Jermaine takes the role of Deanna.
Yeah.
It's an Office Place romance. And she's a very complex character. A lot of layers that you've put in there.
Yeah, I've put in two layers. I've added another dimension to what I usually do to make a fully two-dimensional character.
Yeah.
I'm really embraced the role. I've studied a woman.
That's right.
And I just like watched little things she did. It's like this kind of thing. You'll see that come. You'll see it. I won't do it now.
I'll save it
for the performance. When you see me become Deanna, you'll see it.
Oh, it's a transformation, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
But one last detail before we do play the songs is, you know, I think, you know, we want to point out that we are aware that comedy is a very male-dominated industry.
Unfortunately.
And, you know, we're writing the roles for women, but the problem is the band itself is very male-dominated.
It's systemic.
Yeah,
it's the systemic problem.
It's the fucking patriarchy. That's what it is. Yeah. So we're sorry about that. But we're trying. We're trying. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, too fast?
Yeah, probably too rocking for us. Tone it down a little bit. People are moshing up the front.